for WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli apparently plans to join the Trump administration as a sort of anti-immigration czar. The findings of an investigation into how a racist photo appeared on a yearbook page for Governor Ralph Northam will be released today. And we continue our series on May as Second Chance Month for Virginia's inmates. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, May 22nd. Presidential Ideas Festival kicked off Tuesday in Charlottesville, organized by the Miller Center and taking place on University of Virginia grounds. The three-day event aims to examine some of the most pressing challenges facing democracy around the world through the lens of the American presidency. We're going to have an overview of each day of this event, which will culminate on Thursday afternoon with a closing keynote from President Bill Clinton. WMRA's Marguerite Gallerini reports on the first day.
The Presidential Ideas Festival is receiving big local and national figures in Charlottesville. Its first keynote conversation was moderated by CBS correspondent John Dickerson, who's also a UVA graduate. The theme of the discussion was national security and foreign policy, which naturally led to talks of U.S.-China relations. Here's former National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley on the issue.
It is true we are going to compete with China. The question is, can we also be strategic cooperators? And we need to be, because all those global issues of terrorism, of environment, of climate change, of water resources can't be solved by either China or the United States alone.
As for the presidency itself, former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright offered insight into the various forces pulling a presidency. Forces that can sometimes be at odds.
Foreign policy is not the only thing that a president does. And for the most part, domestic policy issues dominate. The only problem is I can guarantee you that the Secretary of State and the National Security Advisor never get along, except when Henry Kissinger had the same job.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
For WMRA News, I'm Marguerite Gallerini.
The findings of an investigation into how a racist photo appeared on a yearbook page for Governor Ralph Northam will be released today. Eastern Virginia Medical School will make the results of the investigation public at a news conference. The independent investigation was conducted by the law firm McGuire Woods on behalf of the medical school in Norfolk. Northam's profile in the 1984 yearbook includes a photo of a man in blackface standing next to someone in Ku Klux Klan clothing. Northam denies being in the photo, which nearly ended his political career in February. Investigators sent thousands of letters and emails to alumni asking for information. The New York Times reports that former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli plans to join the Trump administration as a sort of immigration czar. WCVE's Hawes Spencer has this report explaining how the hiring of Cuccinelli squares with current White House policy.
University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato says that President Trump currently heeds hard right advisor Stephen Miller over his more centrist advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner.
Trump has made it very clear what he wants, and Stephen Miller will be looking over his shoulder.
As Attorney General, Cuccinelli greenlighted Virginia police to check the immigration status of anyone stopped by officers.
Cuccinelli is a hardliner. And he can be expected to pursue the toughest possible policies on immigration, which means he'll fit right in.
While Trump has yet to confirm the proposed hire, Cuccinelli has reportedly just left his post as a CNN commentator. In Charlottesville, Hawes Spencer, WMRA News.
Virginia's tax revenues are pretty solid, but the trade war and heavy debt on the federal side could threaten the state's economy, Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
In a presentation to lawmakers this week, Virginia Secretary of Finance Aubrey Lane warned that President Trump's trade war with China could have an impact on Virginia's port.
Port's doing great. We're running well ahead of our projections. If, in fact, we have some type of disruption, we've seen a little bit with the soybeans, that's something we're going to have to monitor as people make these disruptions.
Lane suggested lawmakers start thinking ahead to prepare for those possible disruptions now, while the state coffers are flush with cash. He also told lawmakers that revenues are strong enough to move forward with a plan to pay all Virginia taxpayers an additional refund this fall. I'm Mallory Nopain.
Should older workers have a higher burden to prove age discrimination? One Virginia representative says no, and he's moving forward with a bill to do something about it. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Back in the 1960s, President Lyndon Johnson signed a bill to protect older Americans from age discrimination in the workplace. But a 5-4 decision on the Supreme Court undermined that law, requiring individuals to prove that age discrimination was the sole motivating cause rather than just one motivating factor. Congressman Bobby Scott says that's wrong.
Older Americans, age discrimination is a significant barrier to opportunities. And when older workers lose their jobs, they are far more likely than other workers to join the ranks of the long-term unemployed.
That's why he introduced the Protecting Older Workers Against Discrimination Act, which would reinstate the mixed motive test.
And that's pretty significant. That would dramatically open up a large number of possible age discrimination claims.
Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey says the bill would align the burden of proof for age discrimination with a standard for proving discrimination based on sex, race, religion, and national origin.
One of the primary drivers behind the congressman's actions is to make this test uniform with other types of discrimination, including national origin discrimination.
Bobby Scott, a Democrat from Southeast Virginia, is working with Republican Congressman James Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin to get the bill to the House floor. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally today, officials have designated this May as Second Chance Month for about 37,000 state prisoners. Those who committed their crimes before 1995 are eligible for parole, and Virginia has been freeing about 12% of them each year. But one high-profile prisoner says he has not even gotten a first chance. Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Hausman has the next report in this series.
In 1986, prosecutors charged a first-year honors student at the University of Virginia with killing his girlfriend's parents, stabbing them to death in their rural home near Lynchburg. Jens Suhring was in love with Elizabeth Haysom, a beautiful but troubled woman with a history of drug abuse. She had often said she hated her parents and wished them dead. At first, Suhring claims, he confessed to the crime to protect her.
Virginia had the electric chair, and they were using it frequently. I was terrified that the woman I loved was going to die a horrible death unless I saved her.
The son of a low-level German diplomat, Suhring thought he would be deported and tried in a country that rarely puts young killers away for life. In fact, he did not have diplomatic immunity and was prosecuted in Virginia.
The prosecutor reminded the jury 26 times that there was type O blood at the crime scene, and he said that the only person involved in this crime who had type O blood was Jens Suhring.
But a few years ago, type O blood from the crime scene was DNA tested, and experts concluded it came from another man, not Suhring. Some AB blood, thought to have come from Elizabeth Haysom's mother, actually came from a male. So two men, never identified by police, were apparently at the scene. Suhring also tracked down an FBI profile that was never shared with the jury, an analysis produced by veteran detective Ed Sulzbach.
He came up with a suspect profile that said it was a white female who was in a close relationship to the victims. Ed Sulzbach said, "I settled on the daughter."
Suhring is starting his 34th year behind bars. He blames politics, noting Republicans have used his case to burnish their tough-on-crime credentials, while Democrats have been unwilling to provoke the party that controls the General Assembly.
Kerry McAuliffe gave you an interview in which he said that wrongful convictions were terribly important to him, and he was really concerned, and he would do the right thing.
But McAuliffe left office without taking action, and Governor Ralph Northam says he's waiting for a report from the parole board, a report that's been pending for nearly 3 years. Virginia's Secretary of Public Safety, Brian Moran, insists this is not a matter of politics.
One, it was a very serious crime of nature, double murder. It is receiving a full and comprehensive and thorough review. There's a lot of evidence. A decision will be made devoid of politics.
In truth, the governor gets 15 to 20 requests for a pardon each month. And with only 7 investigators working part-time, Parole Board Chief Adrian Bennett admits there's a backlog. She apologized to a crowd at Old Dominion University, explaining, quote, "We're trying to fix the system." Suhring is also eligible for parole, early release provided when, in Bennett's words, a person can be safely welcomed back into the community. Suhring seems like a good bet.
I've spent 33 years in prison without getting a single institutional infraction. I've had 10 books published, so I haven't been wasting my time in here. And if they were to grant me parole, I would be deported to Germany and could never come back.
Still, the parole board has cited the seriousness of his crime in refusing him 14 times. I'm Sandy Houseman.
And we'll have the next piece of that series tomorrow. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoy your Wednesday.